Jeremiah 30:19 says, "And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving." In this message titled, "Thanksgiving Completes Our Faith," Pastor says that you can never thank God too much and explains what thanksgiving guarantees for you.
Hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles tonight to the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter. Tonight is the last Friday of this year. Glory to God. 2024, the last Friday of this year. God has brought us to the last weekend of this year. How many of you will be grateful to God for His grace, His mercy? It is His hand that has brought us thus far. We give Him all the glory and the honor. He's enabled us to serve Him all through this year. Glory to God. Amen. Let's open our Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 19. "And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small." Amen. Hallelujah. "And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving." Tonight I want to take this Friday to title a message, "Thanksgiving Completes Our Faith." Thanksgiving completes our faith. Thanksgiving is a virtue that you find in few in the world today. As a matter of fact, Jesus, in His word, through the Apostle Paul writing to Timothy, said, one of the signs of the last days is that people will be unthankful. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. In the last days, men shall be unthankful. So one of the signs of the times that we are in is that people are unthankful. They don't thank God enough. They don't thank others. But tonight I pray the Spirit of God will help you to have a heart, a life of thanksgiving. You can never thank Him enough. And the reason, you know, I've preached this many a time, this word on thanksgiving, but tonight I felt inspired again to speak the same word. When you thank the Lord, it guarantees your stability and sustainability of your current blessings. The book of Malachi chapter 2, that's the last book in the Old Covenant, the second chapter in verse 2, it says there, "If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already because you do not lay it to heart." What you claim to have doesn't have a future if you do not know how to give thanks and give glory to God. As a matter of fact, no breakthrough or miracle is guaranteed for the unthankful. Many a time it's not the devil that destroys your blessing. God says, I will curse your blessing because you did not take it to heart to give me glory. For every supply that you have had, for every health and healing that you have had, for every protection that you've had, for every favor, for every mercy. Tonight, would you say, Jesus, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Jesus, I give you glory. I thank you. It is your grace. It is your mercy. It is your favor. It is you who sustained me. Lord, I thank you. The arrogant cannot thank the Lord. As a matter of fact, proud people don't have a future. Lucifer was an angel who fell from heaven and became the devil just because of pride. Nebuchadnezzar became like an animal when pride lifted up his heart. The future of the blessings that you have is not guaranteed if you don't appreciate the one who blessed you. When you thank the Lord, you are establishing the possibility of a future blessing. Psalms 50, verse 23. Psalms 50, verse
23. Whoso offereth praise,
or thanksgiving,
glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth his conversation all right.
Yes, and to the one who ordereth his conversation.
Right.
Yes, right.
Show the salvation.
I will show future deliverance or salvation unto him. You know, when David stood before Goliath, he said, the same God who helped me, he was thankful against the lion and against the bear. In the past, he's blessed me. He protected me. He preserved me. He helped me to have victory. That same God will enable me to take the head of this Goliath. Your Goliath cannot fall if you are not thankful for past victories over the lion and over the bear. Glory to God. As a matter of fact, future blessings are not in view until your current blessings are properly appreciated. Sometimes people say, I can't see the future. I don't see anything good coming. You know why? Because you don't see what you already have in the Lord. And you're not thankful, or you have not appreciated it enough. There are people who wonder why nothing new happens in their lives. Many a time it is because of what God has done for them in the past has not been truly appreciated or thanked for. You may thank him too little, but you can never thank him too much. It is possible to praise the Lord too little, but never too much. There is no side effects for an overdose of thanksgiving. Glory to God. There are no side effects. May your thanksgiving, may your praise be not few. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, if you can't thank God for his finger, you will seldom see his hand. There is this man of God who used to thank the Lord for people getting healed of headache. Stomach pain gone, headache gone. And he would make a big deal of it. He would be dancing on stage, giving glory to God and celebrating it with the tambourine and with the drums and dancing around the stage. People used to wonder, why is this man? Just a headache. But that man may not become one of the greatest people who moved in the anointing of healing, where cancers would disappear or people would come off wheelchairs. You know why? Because he learned to appreciate and thank the Lord even for a small thing. Make a big deal of all that God has done for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Make a big deal of it. Glory to God. What you do with your current blessing will determine what God will do for your future blessing. Are you with me tonight? Well, Thanksgiving guarantees the multiplication of available resources in your life. That's the scripture that you read. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19. I read that one more time. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Amen. What you have in your life right now, what you have in your hand right now, will multiply when you give Him thanks. I have experienced that. I do not know. It's a mystery. It's a mystery of how God can do it. The need is too much. What you have is little. But somehow, when you keep looking to the little that you have and thank the Lord for that, it mysteriously begins to multiply. And everything will dry up around people who grumble and complain. Everything. Thanksgiving is almost like a fertilizer. It grows what you have. In the book of Exodus chapter 16, when God poured out manna from heaven, the children of Israel asked, what is this? What is this? What is this? What is this? For 40 years, they're stuck with what is this? For 40 years. What is this? It's the same way. You get a salary, and you say, what is this? What is this? What is this? And that keeps you in that salary scale for years. But when you take that little bit and say, thank you, Lord, for this. Very mysterious. I do not know how God does it. But that will multiply. That will somehow increase. But when you're complaining, grumbling, upset with your boss, with the people who've hired you, and you say, what is this? What is this? I work from morning to night, I do all this, and then what is this? And then you're stuck with that. You should cultivate an atmosphere of thanksgiving around your life. Don't look to your salary. Look to your provider. My God shall supply all your needs according to His riches. Not according to your salary, according to His riches in glory. Look to Him. Don't look at your business. This is what... No. Look to Him. Thank Him for the little that you have. And somehow those resources, I do not know how to explain it, but I've been living and seeing this miracle, this mystery of this miracle happen. Somehow it keeps increasing. Your life needs to be a life of thanksgiving. Glory to God. Look at somebody and say, my life needs to be a life of thanksgiving. Amen. It's a very scarce commodity, thanksgiving. People who seldom thank God will seldom thank men. Because most people feel they're entitled to everything that they have. Most people think they deserve. And it's all pride. Psalms 100 verse 4. It's a scripture. We take that song too. Psalms 100 verse 4. What does it say there?
Enter into his gates.
Enter into his gates.
With thanksgiving.
With thanksgiving.
And into his courts with praise.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise.
Be thankful unto him.
Be thankful unto him.
Bless his name.
Bless his name. Amen. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. The moment you do that, you know, there is something that comes around people who are grateful, who are washed in the blood of Jesus and who are grateful to God when they have thanksgiving in their lives. An atmosphere of God, a presence of God comes down. For he delights to be with people who praise him. He's enthroned on the praises of his people. Have you seen people? There's something about them. You can sense the presence. Some of them, you look at them, it's almost like they came down from heaven. Morning or night or whatever, 365 days. Why? Because when you look at those, I've seen those kind of men of God, women of God, children of God. Basic attitude is, thank you, Lord. Thank you. And there is an aura. There is the presence of God around them. There's a glory on their face. There is a spark in their eyes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the grumpy are grumpy. They're miserable to look at. Glory to God. You know, I value God's presence in my life. I value that more than anything else. I love being in the presence of God. I don't love ministry. I have to push myself to minister. But nobody has to push me to get into the presence of God in worship and prayer and spend hours in his presence. Moses said, you know, unless your presence comes with us, send us nowhere, Lord. And God said, with my presence I will cause rest to come upon you. Rest. Rest and peace comes when the presence of God is there. Otherwise, it is like kind of pressures of life. The presence of God is the cure for the pressures of life. When the presence of God is there, there is also the supply of God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It's not just a verse that you memorize. It is his presence, the good shepherd. Jesus with you, I have no want. He anoints my head with oil and my cup overflows. You can't be having the presence of God and your cup being empty. There are people who complain and grumble about everything and everyone, and they don't carry the presence of God. As a matter of fact, 1 Corinthians 10 and 10 is a very sobering scripture. It says that because the people grumbled and complained, God sent the destroyer, the snakes, into their midst. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 10. Complaining and grumbling destroys you. Destroys all that you have. Just cribbing, just feeling upset and irritated and agitated. Hello, you're just religious. You don't value Jesus or his presence. You're just religious. That's all. You're not spiritual, you're religious. I don't want to be religious. I just want the presence of Jesus in my heart, in my life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lift your hands and thank him for all that he's done for you, for his mercies, for his grace, for everyone in your life. Thank the Lord. Don't be a grumpy Christian. Don't be a complaining Christian. Glory to God. Cultivate this habit, this attitude. to thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Any Thanksgiving song? Thank you, Jesus. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad, He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. Oh, He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In His presence is the fullness of joy. It is in His presence. When you enter with thanksgiving, there is joy. He makes you glad. It is thanksgiving that will fertilize your life and destiny to greatness. Look at Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 19. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them and they shall not be small. Their children, they shall not be small. Their children also shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me. One version says the children shall also be great. They shall not be small. A person who is perpetually walking with thanksgiving in his heart cannot be small.
That's right.
To be grateful is to be great. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the 21st verse, and the noble shall be of themselves, and the governor shall proceed from the midst of them. See, nobles. You can't have a small life if you're somebody who continuously thanks the Lord. Little people are always crying for everything. Great people are always saying, have you seen that? Sometimes you just need to, you know, this year before it comes to an end, at least thank your parents. Thank your spouse, your husband or your wife. Thank your servants. Thank people who work for you. Any great person who doesn't have this attitude of greatness, that greatness doesn't have a future. They're like a shooting star. Teach your children to be grateful, to say thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just to thank. Thank people who drive you to work, not drive you crazy. I'm saying this. Tell that auto guy, thank you. Don't have this attitude, I'm paying him. Fight for that 1 rupee back. Make a scene on the road. And then come into church and say, praise God, praise God. Don't do that. Have you seen people sometimes, you know, accidents happen and sometimes your car hits somewhere and then suddenly, you know, maybe the bumper is got a dent or what, and they jumping out and screaming at the other person and making a big scene out there. Thank God your life is protected. Nothing happened to you. You can always change the bumper. Glory to God. But just go on with your life. Just don't make a drama out of everything. You gotta apply your heart and learn to apply this in your life. Don't be small. Fight for every coin, fight for every penny. That chair, this. Don't do that. It's a sign of maturity, greatness, Christ-likeness when you're able to appreciate what somebody has done for you. Even a cook who cooks you food, you're paying that person, but thank that person. Don't have this mindset as if life owes you everything and everybody's supposed to just, life is supposed to rotate around you, revolve around you, whatever. Don't have that mindset. Just be grateful that you're alive, that God has given you health. God has kept you. You got air in your lungs. You can breathe. Just thank Him. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. You know, thankfulness is kind of, is like a barrier against adversity. Deuteronomy 28, 47 and 48. Deuteronomy, the 20th chapter, verses 47 and 48. Yes.
Because thou servest not the Lord thy God.
Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with
joyfulness.
With joyfulness or with thanksgiving.
And with gladness of heart.
And with gladness of heart.
For the abundance of all things.
Yes.
Therefore shall thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness.
May that never happen to you.
And in want of all
because
things.
You'd not thank the Lord while serving Him and with joy say, thank you Lord for this opportunity to serve you. I tell the Lord, let me never forget to appreciate Lord just the grace to just know the grace, the privilege to know you a little bit, the word. Thanksgiving is like an escape route from destruction. People who appreciate will never depreciate in life. So how do you do it? I told you this very simple message. When do we thank the Lord? Psalms 34 verse 1. Psalms 34 verse 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continuously upon my mouth. I will bless the Lord at
all times.
All times. all times. When you're driving, when you're cooking, when you're sweeping the floor, when you're taking care of your kids, whatever. Thank you, Jesus. But specifically, bless Him, thank Him in the morning when you get up. The first thing that you do is, I lay down and slept. I do that. When I get up, I say, Lord, Psalms 3 and verse 5. I lay down and slept and I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I lay down and slept and I awoke because the Lord sustained me. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 92:192 says, remember His loving kindness in the morning and His faithfulness in the night. So the night before you sleep, last thing in your heart, in your mind, in your mouth should be, thank you, Lord. Look at something through the day that you can be grateful to God for and say, thank you, Lord. So you have to cultivate this habit. Find something to thank God when you go to sleep. There will be something. Thank God in the midst of everything. This is the will of God. I will thank the Lord at Psalm 1 Thessalonians 5:18. What does it say? Give thanks, for this is the will of God.
Give thanks, for this is the will of God.
In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Jesus concerning you. Come on, say it, sing it together. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Once a man, his car was stolen. And suddenly he came and realized somebody, a thief, had stolen his car. He began to dance and thank the Lord. People asked him, your car was stolen, why are you dancing? He said, well, it's not my life that they took. I still have life. So I want to thank the Lord for that. Two, the reason I'm thanking the Lord is because there is something in me, something that I have, the enemy could steal. There are so many people who don't have anything. So I want to thank the Lord, I have something that the enemy could steal. And the third reason why I'm thanking is, I'm thanking Him because I'm not the one who stole. I mean, I could have been the robber. But God touched me, saved me, so I have enough and more reason to thank the Lord for. There is more working for you than working against you in life. The prophet said, Lord, open His eyes. There are more with us than against Him. There are more people working for us than against us. You thank the Lord. And I close with this. In a special way, for every intervention or drastic intervention that God provided for you. 1 Chronicles 15:26. Every time He's intervened, I was thanking the Lord. This year, you know, there was a scary time when a negative medical report came and I was supposed to go through something. And just the night before that, God set me free. There were many times I thought, you know, oh my God. And then I would see the intervention of God. It is God. It is Jesus. It is His grace. It is His mercy. Those are the times when you really need to take time to appreciate God. And you appreciate Him from your heart, not with your mouth. There's a time when you offer Him lip service. But there is a time when you know that your heart has to be in it. If it is not for God on my side, that's what the psalmist said, I would have fallen apart. All right, thank you. It comes from here. It comes forth from here. You thank the Lord, you honor Him. Luke 17, and I close with this. I'll close many a time tonight. Glory to God. Luke chapter 17, the 10 lepers, verses 11 onwards. It says there, Jesus, as He went through to Jerusalem, He went through in the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And a certain village that He went through, there were 10 lepers far away looking at Him. And they lifted up their voice. Can you say that with me? They lifted up their voice.
They lifted up their voice.
And said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
Have mercy on us.
And He saw them. And He said, go show yourself to the priest. And it came to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. They just obeyed. They just went. We do not know how long they walked. Maybe they walked all through 2024 on a word from God. But at some point, maybe in the last moment of 31st night, I do not know when, but the word comes to pass. They suddenly realize, hey, you're healed. Well, one of them, not a Jew, a Samaritan, one of them, the moment he saw that he was healed, he turned back. And read the 15th verse. He turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Can you imagine that? He came back with the same intensity to thank the Lord. The same intensity that he had when he needed that breakthrough, that healing, with that same intensity. He said, let me give you glory. Thank you, Lord. Not with the lips, but with the heart. Right from the heart. He honored the Lord. Same intensity. He returned back. You know, the Bible uses the word honor the Lord. Honor, which means offer something weighty, something significant, something glorious. That is, honor the Lord with your first fruits, honor the Lord with your increase, honor the Lord with your possessions or substance. Proverbs 3, 9 and 10. Something weighty, something. It's the same way. From the heart. Just not an artificial thing. From the heart. And then the Bible says, he fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks. And he was a Samaritan. He fell on his face to give thanks. See, it's just not the act, but the heart. You can give something to your wife and now your heart not be in it. It's not going through the motions. 9 lepers didn't complete the cycle. It ends with thanksgiving, faith. 9 lepers didn't complete the cycle. They just received the healing. They were good. Thanksgiving completes the cycle. The faith cycle is completed by thanksgiving. And Jesus looked at him and he said, "You are made whole." Wow. See, there is something when you thank him from your heart, when you honor him from here. And just not in your heart sometimes, even with your possessions, when you honor the Lord, thank him. Let me tell you, I can only tell you what I do. I received some tremendous breakthroughs at some critical times in my life. And when this month began, I said, I have to make sure that I thank the Lord with my substance, with my possessions. I have to do this. And I began to have a thanksgiving offering unto God. Apart from my tithe and all that. Because this has to be, it's from my heart. It's not what I do outside. It's my heart. If God hadn't intervened, if God hadn't stepped in, if God hadn't helped me at that point, if that person hadn't prayed for me, even if I had missed that moment, if I had not received that prophecy, if I had not received that word, the 9 lepers did the part 1. The Samaritan did the part 2. He completed the cycle. He came with thanksgiving. And a second word comes to the one who comes with thanksgiving. Jesus said to him,
Were there not ten cleansed?
But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save the stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. See, a leprosy can be healed. Half your fingers are gone. Half your nose is gone. You're healed. 9 of them were healed. But because this man came back to Jesus with thanksgiving, the Lord said, you're made whole. His nose came back to shape. Fingers grew out. Skin became okay. Glory to God. So you need to honor the Lord out of conviction. Not out of fear. Not out of a religious duty. Not because a worship leader or a pastor says, lift your hands, thank him. It's not a part of a religious routine. Only the things that you do from your heart with conviction. Even when you give unto God, don't do it because somebody else is doing it or because, oh my God, I have to do something. Never do it. Never do it. Never do it out of intimidation, out of fear. Never do it out of manipulation. But out of faith. Out of conviction. Out of, this is from my heart, Lord. This is it. Even worship is to come out of conviction, giving glory to God. It's not like, okay, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. Which song is that? Okay. Is there a songbook in your church that we can sing along? It's not that. It's not mechanical. If you say, your wife, I love my wife, but this is all that I will do for her, nothing more. That's not love. Are you with me? That is tape measure. The Jews would give exactly 10%, a tape measure. They put the calculator. Okay, let's do it. It's outward action without heart. But thanksgiving completes the cycle. Has Jesus spoken to you? Has Jesus lifted you up? Has he touched you? Has he imparted something to you? is your salvation precious? Thank you. Give him glory, because thanksgiving will complete that cycle of faith. Arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. Glory to God. This is a lifestyle of thanksgiving. Lift your hands to thank him. Lift your hearts to thank him. Never thank him out of compulsion or pressure. Never thank the Lord because your parents are elbowing and saying, listen, you heard the preacher say that. Praise him, praise him. It's not that. It's out of your heart. You love Jesus. Is he being good to you, kind to you? You're alive. You know it's God's grace that kept you. Thank you.